Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 1067, the Fan. B, quick question for you. Jeff didn't invite me or Lamphill to the club last night. Did he invite you to the club?
No.
That's messed up. And you think you get to come to Wizards night? B. Mitch and Finley Wizards night? We'll see about that. Right now, time to go to the BetQL guest line. Talk to our guy, the King of New York, Mr. Peter Rosenberg, ESPN New York, Hot 97. Peter, what's up, man? How are you, buddy?
I am fantastic. Enjoying that living in America.
A little James Brown to bring you in?
Yeah, that Rocky IV vibe.
Yeah, man. Anthony Lynn, you are a devoted, for better or worse, Commanders fan. What do you think about Anthony Lynn, possible new offensive coordinator?
You know, listen, I could sit here and lie to you guys and say I have a lot of thoughts on this, but I don't.
I think
you're going to just let it happen and see what goes down?
I think he's the of all the guys they've interviewed, I think he might be the best option.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we talked about this last time, but sort of the game we play of like will or will not this OC or DC be effective, blah, blah, blah. Everything sort of changes circumstantially. I mean, up here, I certainly was not excited when Washington was looking at Nathaniel Hackett. I didn't know that was immediately going to all of a sudden change the Rodgers situation to becoming likely, at least as it feels right now. So I sort of keep vacillating on how I feel about each of them. But Anthony Lynn's good. I would be mad.
I'd like Lynn. I want to switch gears to something that might hit closer to home for you. Today is 2-2-23. 2-2-22, exactly 1 year ago, the Commanders rebrand was announced. The jerseys were rolled out. The crest was rolled out. That eventually was corrected. 1 year later, how you feeling about your Commanders, the name, the uniforms, all of it?
You know, I thought about that the other day. I feel better about it than I did a year ago. And I wasn't someone who hated it. I was just someone who felt, let's just go Washington football team and call it a day. Mm-hmm. But now, after a season, I like the look, and I don't hate the name. Like, I'm fine with it. I don't adore it, but I mean, what name do I adore? Like, it's cool. I think it's a respectable name. I think now that we see other potential more important changes on the horizon, I could picture a world in which I like it.
I look at it like this, Pete. After a year of it and all that stuff, it basically puts an extra focus on what I've been saying the whole time. The name is not that important unless everything else is screwed up.
Right.
And I think once the other stuff is corrected, we won't be having a lot of those discussions about the name. We won't care if it's the 10th year, 15th year, whatever. We just care about their winning. And that would be the ultimate thing.
And you know, like, listen, it is funny sometimes. I don't know if you guys have had this experience, but like, I've actually had the experience of people talking like to someone I don't know very well about sports. And I have literally said, like, well, you know, I'm a Commanders fan. I've watched their face as they're trying to figure out who that is.
Who the hell? Who are you talking about?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen that happen. But to be Mitch's point, that will get corrected if we at some point are good and go on a run.
So, how close do you think they are to maybe going on a run? You think they're a quarterback away? That's what a lot of people say.
I think they're a quarterback away from being in the ball game. I mean, you know, I don't think you can take a team that does not have any experience winning and just say, hey, if they have a quarterback, that's it. They're a Super Bowl contender. But I certainly think they're a quarterback away from being in the ball game. I mean, you take a look at how the playoffs played out here. And obviously, the four teams that made it to the last weekend of the playoffs were a cut above the rest. But, like, listen, we beat the team that I believe will win the Super Bowl. And it wasn't – yeah, we had some lucky breaks in that game. But the truth is, we outplayed Philadelphia in that game. And I think they will win the Super Bowl. Or if not, certainly, obviously, they're in the Super Bowl. So it's hard for me to imagine that with a really good quarterback, they're not in the conversation. The question, that as it is every year at this time, is where are they getting that quarterback from?
Yeah.
Or could Sam Howell develop? I mean, who knows how it could all shake out, but I'm not expecting.
I think it's insane. I think they'd be really insane with this level of talent that they currently have to roll back with Heinicke and Howell. I really do. Like, that to me would be a wild dereliction of duty.
I can't imagine. I also think Heinicke complicates it if you're really trying to develop Howell, because you're going to have crazy folks in the stands screaming Heinicke's name as soon as Howell makes a mistake. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that is helpful for a young player. It's no reflection on Heinicke, the player. It's just,
eventually, we got to get past the drama and start moving forward.
Right. I agree with that. Dude, I wanted to ask, we're talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg from ESPN New York. You can give him a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Rosenberg Radio. Lot of smoke, some reports, some rumors about Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. What are you hearing? What are people saying about that possibility in New York?
I think people are starting to get their hopes up here. I think people are starting to believe it's a possibility. And, you know, listen, the Jets, I won't say the Jets completely mirror the Commanders, but they're very similar.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of elite talent on the defensive side of the ball, and then a couple of really great weapons. You know, especially they have Garrett Wilson, obviously, at wideout, who actually, you know, kind of gives you some Terry vibes, and is very good. And then they'll get Breece Hall back, who's an incredible talent at running back. So they actually have a lot of similarities, and much like I would feel. I mean, listen, we know that if Aaron Rodgers were to come to the Commanders, I can't imagine being a fan who's not at least excited by it. Even if you're nervous.
Of course.
Even if you're skeptical. Even if you know he's going to annoy you. I can't imagine not being excited about it. And I do think the Jets base is starting to believe it's possible. And, you know, the Jets are sort of the example I think of. When you think of a late in their career Hall of Famer moving to a new team and it potentially working out. Everyone looks at the Brett Favre situation coming here as if it was a failure. It really wasn't. That team was well on its way, and then Favre got injured. Mm-hmm. And, of course, as we know, he then wanted to just dip and go to the Vikings, where he was then effective again. So, you know, listen, I think that in all likelihood, Rodgers still has a couple of good years. And if you can swallow the pill of how annoying he is, it's a risk that's well worthwhile.
He's 100% that. That's an annoying dude, but I mean, he can throw the hell out of that football.
He can certainly throw the hell out of that football. Dude, I've thought the Commanders and previous iterations of different names were kind of similar to the Jets for a while. I mean, a lot of kind of big hype, unfulfilled production, lack of stability at quarterback, kind of lack of stability at the head coaching position. I always found it funny that Dan Snyder and Woody Johnson, I think, are friends, and they would, like, travel together and stuff. And I always kind of found that interesting that there is such a comp between the two of them.
Yeah, and Woody notoriously, I mean, maybe that's not as true of Dan currently, though it sounds like it might be. And Woody notoriously likes to meddle with the team.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I kind of get the vibe that if you're trading for Rodgers at this point, it's Woody more than maybe the GM or the coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what people believe. I mean, there's that Woody Johnson is the guy who wants to get – he wants this opportunity to come sooner than later. And listen, I get it. If you're the Jets, I mean, another similarity, guys, the lack of history at quarterback with both of these franchises. I mean, obviously, we just celebrated the 35-year anniversary of Doug Williams' glorious Super Bowl 22 win, but he didn't have a glorious Redskins career. He mm-hmm. had a glorious season and moment. Mark Rippon had a glorious season. Joe Theismann had a moment in time. Really, I mean, it's kind of Sammy Baugh and Sonny, you know, and in a history that goes back forever. And in this town, in New York, there's one great Jets quarterback. It's Joe Namath. And you look at statistically, Joe Namath really is mostly based around a great couple of moments also.
Right, right. And you one know? Guarantee, so, right.
But you know what? Those moments last for a lifetime.
Yeah.
Man. Well, it also doesn't hurt that Joe Namath is maybe the swaggiest athlete of all time. Oh, yeah. You know? He's as cool as it gets. You see a little bit of Namath swag in Joe Burrow.
You do. You really do. I think when you're talking about all-time swaggiest athletes, you have to include Kyle Kuzma and the pink sweater. But that's maybe just me. we talked about this earlier. It's coming quick. And I recognize it's Groundhog Day. It's February 2nd. But the new league year is probably like 37 days away or something. Like it's just not that far. Probably less than that. What do you think they should do with Daron Payne?
I don't know. They're going to have to figure out at some point whether they need to use one of these pieces to try to get something else back or to really sort of hamstring themselves in other ways. Because, I mean, how loaded can you be at one area and sort of be deprived in another area? Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I go – I spend – a decent amount of time thinking, would the smart thing to do as an organization be, not the emotional thing,
right?
But would the smart thing be to move on from Payne or Chase Young? Chase seems like, I don't know, him growing up locally, that seems like such a brutal thing to do.
It's crazy. It almost seems like a burden.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at the same time, I don't know what you do because – we've seen that at this, you know, up front, this is a team that has a lot of options.
Yeah.
And has needs other places. So, I don't know. What are people expecting the money to be like for Payne?
20.
On the open market, he'll get over $20 million.
The tag's 19.
The tag would be less than that.
I really think if you're going to be smart, I just, Daron is going to want to get paid. I very much get that impression.
Especially after having a year he had last
year. I don't begrudge him at all. And I don't think with the ownership situation, they're going to be in a position to compete. Ron Rivera and Martin Mayhew talked about having to stay within their budget during their end-of-season press conference, which is a really weird thing to hear in an NFL structure. It's one thing to say we have to work within the salary cap, but, like, hearing about their budget sounded very differently. Mm-hmm. And I've heard that from some agents around the league that have questions about how active they'll be in free agency. And I think – I may be wrong, but I think if you tag Daron without real hopes or perhaps even plans of getting a long-term deal done, I think he's going to be pretty unhappy. And I don't think that'll have a ton of – that won't help the team. I'd like to see a tag and trade or something like that. I don't get the feeling that they're ready to pay him what he's worth on the open market. And I think if you just last year they drafted a D tackle in the second round. Like, you don't do that on accident. And they paid John Allen. So we'll see. But I don't have a great feeling about the situation.
Was this just year three?
For Payne?
Yeah.
No, year five.
It was year five.
That was the last year already?
Yeah.
Oh, he's up. See? He's up.
See? And this is what sucks so bad, I'm sorry, about throwing away a couple of years without a quarterback.
Right.
Like, you know, it's just that the years are gone already. Like, these windows do not stay open in this league. We're looking around at Buffalo. Buffalo's window's going to close. Mm. You know, like, you don't.
How about Philly, Peter? They have three free agents on their defense, probably more. But we did a free agency piece. Three of the top 10 NFL free agents this year are Eagles defensive players. Those windows close quick.
Very quick.
Super. By the way, the Cincinnati window's going to close.
They got to pay Burrow. They got to pay Burrow probably within the next month. I guess you got time to get it done.
Burrow might get that another 100% fully guaranteed.
I wouldn't.
And they probably won't be able to hold on to Higgins.
Yeah, because you got to pay Chase. You got to pay Burrow and Chase. Yeah.
Exactly.
Peter, we always appreciate it, man. Thank you for the time.
All right, boys. Talk to you next week, Super Bowl week.
Yep. Are you going out there?
Hell no. Are you?
Yeah, we are.
Hell yeah.
Oh, so we'll talk. You'll be on Radio Row, hobnobbing with Greats and Near Greats.
No, we won't.
No, our boy Ahmet rents a house.
You're doing your plan again, where you guys just go hang out and play golf?
Yes.
Yeah, something like that.
Yes.
Yo, you guys actually handle it better than anyone. If you're going to go out there, go to the dinners, talk to people, but don't allow your radio show to be held hostage by people promoting Snickers. And yes, that is what Kirk Cousins was promoting a few years ago.
Dude, the amount, when you're working Radio Row, the amount of like PR people that come up to you with some of the worst pitches you've ever heard, man, it's a wild scene.
It really is. All right, boys, thank you.
All right, bro.
Thanks, dude. That's Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio.
He's so right about that.
He's so correct. Wow. We got to make some bets when we come back, and we got more Wizards tickets.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.